1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Put this date in your calendar for September 28th. We have got Ron Anderson here with the Rotary Club of Stratford, and from Stratford Perth Museum, Kelly McIntosh is here. So you know this is a big event. Ron and Kelly, good morning.
Good morning,
oh,
Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie.
So we have got the Dave Blackburn Memorial Rural Roots Car Tour back once again, Ron. How awesome is this?
It is just fantastic. This is going to be our 8th annual. It was started in memory of Dave Blackburn, who was a longtime Rotarian. He was a community leader and a car enthusiast. Mm-hmm. So it's what we're really doing is bringing back the tradition of shunpiking. And shunpiking is something that came out of the early United States when people would avoid toll roads, which were called turnpikes back then, so they would shun them. But really now, what shunpiking has become today, it's involved into avoiding major highways in favor of scenic, lightly traveled country roads and seeing, you know, traveling the back roads and seeing some places you haven't seen before.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the event, which is it's a co-event between us and the Stratford Perth Museum. It's also a fundraiser, and some of the funds go to support local Rotary programs, such as the Respite House, Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, Aquabox, and the Stratford Rotary Complex.
Okay, so it's taking place September 28th. Now, there are different times for this tour. Is that right, Kelly?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So the whole thing starts, we have three different launches. You come to the museum, you get your bagged lunch, and you head off at three different times, 9:30, 10, and 10:30. And then there are four legs to the tour. Actually, there's four places where we're going, where we're going to get, this is so exciting. I want to bring out this detail. So it is the 8th.
Don't give too much away, Kelly.
Well, it's just the back roads of Perth County have been well traveled, I would say, over the past 7 times. So because Ron is, it's been so wonderful working with Ron specifically on this. Ron has a real passion for history. He loves traveling. And is often outside of Perth County. So we're actually heading in the direction of Ayr, down the old, what would you call that part of Huron Road, the Huron Road that we're going to be on?
Yeah, just the original road that was built between Guelph and Goderich, and so sort of the back part of it that nobody knows before it reconnects with number 7 and goes through Stratford.
And it's so scenic. It's so beautiful. And something I really experienced when I rubber tested the route, and just to be clear, we're going to 4 different locations. And in case I forget, we are not going on gravel. That's really important to people. And that at every historical location where we're going to take you touring, we do have an indoor place for people to be. So, because people worry about weather, but you don't really need to. We've got that figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But this last time we do something called, John Kastner would call it rubber testing the route. So my daughter and I have now made a tradition of after, you know, Ron and I map it out, we've partnered with different historical societies. Nellie and I went and we rubber tested the route. And after being with Ron, you really can see when you're driving, you're on a road you've traveled before. You recognizing modern buildings and then you really start to see, oh, this was like an original settlement route. You can see the like remnants of the old hotels, and also there's some fantastic new pubs and things along the way. Ron and I had a good time going.
Happened to be along the way, you know.
So and we feed you, and then what's wonderful is that this year we have actually partnered with. You don't want me to give away the different historical societies and people.
You can give a little teaser.
Okay. Okay. Here's a teaser trailer. So the first location where we're going, Ron found the Detweiler Meeting House, which is, it's an original Mennonite settlement, their meeting house, which they've restored beautifully, and they have a very interesting history that's different than the other Amish and Mennonite areas that we know about. And we have tour guides and historical experts in these 4 different locations. So you're fed, you get to enjoy a road trip, it's a deep dive into history that you didn't know, it's so much fun, and then there's a quiz at the end.
Mm-hmm.
At
yes,
the
let's
Army.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So after the 4 different locations, we wind up at the Army-Navy, great sponsors of the event. They open the you know, the bar tavern there for us. And we sit down and we have our quiz, and then we've got all kinds of prizes for the winners. And it's a combination of your getting the questions right and your time. Now, of course, we don't want people racing down the roads. That's really not the point of it. It's not a race. You have to, like, go the legal limit. And then,
yes, it's a car tour.
It's a tour, and there's stopwatches and other various things involved. But we just really have a wonderful club and family of people who do this, and we're looking for more. Mm. I think we've really done a great job developing this car tour into something very special and unique. We hope that you'll come out, and we're going to have free pizza as well. Yep. So we totally feed you. Like, you're going to be fed.
That's right. And we should mention, boy, Dave and Linda Ross were the champs with a perfect score last year.
Yeah. Wow,
very good. We may toughen the quiz up a little bit. Okay. That kind of thing. But yeah, I just like to say that for people out there that have never done this, I think the magic of it is it's just a surprise of going to a place that you've never heard of, or that you've driven by and didn't really know what was there.
Sure.
Or sometimes it's going to a place that you go through all the time, but you didn't realize the hidden gems that were in that place.
It's a discovery. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. So it's just $50 per car, driver and navigator, and simply $15 for any additional passengers. Is that
right.
how it works? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
So how do they get registered? What's the best way?
Head to the Stratford Perth Museum website and head on the there's the tickets tab. You hit that, and then you can go in and specifically choose your departure time: 9:30, 10, or 10:30. How long would you say, Ron, it takes the whole thing from when you leave to when we're done? We're usually done about 2 o'clock, right?
Yes, I would say probably about 3 hours. Sometimes people extend their shunpiking around a little longer, but it will take you about 3 hours. You're back in time for, 2 o'clock at the Army Navy, and then you've still got your late afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah, and we're hoping to, like, I'm noticing the colors are starting to come out very slowly in the trees. So it's a very specific time of year that we've chosen to do this. So it hopefully will be an absolutely lovely and memorable afternoon.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, with the Stratford Perth Museum and Rotary Club of Stratford, this is the Dave Blackbird Memorial Rural Roots Car Tour. Anything else about the car tour we've left off, or just to get registered, that's the main thing?
That's the main thing. I think deep into the past, this used to be there were vintage cars involved. Of course, if you've got some great old roadster that you want to bring, absolutely do that. But you can be in whatever vehicle you want.
Right.
It's not really about that. It's more just about traveling through history.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A Rural Roots Car Tour. There you go. A Dave Blackburn Memorial Car Tour is coming up for Sunday, September 28th. Be a part of this event. It's going to be so much fun. And Kelly, before we let you go, how many events were at Stratford Perth Museum just recently? The Janus Papers, a huge success. There you go.
Yeah, it was great. We had a really busy week, and I really loved hearing Notes from Underground on the radio. They were fantastic. We had so many people come and enjoy that event, and then my friend Jan Kadelka traveled out from West and did an amazing job with Janis Joplin and then with her play Circus Gothic. So, yeah, we're at the end of a run of really fantastic events. And, of course, you know, Jamie, there's going to be more coming up.
That's right. Yes, a few more events on the way. And, Ron, before we let you go, my gosh, Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival. How amazing was that?
I think it was one of our best ever. The weather was just perfect for the day. Everybody I talked to who was participating, and I was helping load and unload boats, so I think I got a chance to almost talk and meet with everybody in it.
Just the way it all came together.
Continues to tell us what a great event it is and how well it works for them. And yeah, it was just fantastic. And I think everyone was really good. We had teams from all across Ontario. I think it was 26 teams from outside Stratford and 21 teams from inside Stratford and some great teams supporting breast cancer. So it just does a lot of things and it does it well.
Yeah, and you don't underestimate the beauty of the Avon River, the setting at Lower Queens Park for something like that, and when you got a Dave Blackburn Memorial Rural Roots Car Tour coming up to the beauty of our area. Absolutely. Kelly and Ron, thank you so much, and great success with the car tour.
Thanks,
thank you,
Jamie.